with the grilling guys coming at you like a pit bull. We smoke butt, and it's a mitful. Backyard masters, barbecue blasters. Nobody smokes a T-bone faster. So when you see the grilling guy rake, hit the brakes, it's gonna be big. Stick around and put down the rake. Fire up your grill, there's no need to bake. You bring the party, we'll bring the smoke. You're gonna eat so much you might choke. So here's how it goes, and everyone knows. You're gonna listen to the Grilling Guys Show.
Welcome back. You are listening to the Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Hey, it's the weekend, and we're talking a little brisket. Man, if you've not cooked a brisket, I tell you what, it's one of the tougher things to do, but you got Barbecue Bob on your side because he does this really well. People rant and rave over his brisket. And he used to do this on the road with a guy that we're going to talk to right now on the Grilling Guy line.
Brisket's a long cook, so I think we need another beer. So I brought you some Miracle.
Oh, right off 28th Street.
Yeah, Miracle off 28th Street, because that's a one you got to drink a little bit slower. So I think that'll get us through this interview.
Yeah, well, Bob, you take it from here, brother, and I'll just partake with
Chaz. I got to fill up my Miracle cup first.
All right. Danny, you there, man?
Yes, I am.
Okay, thanks for putting up with us, because we're just getting set up so we can talk to you.
Hey, what's going on, buddy?
Just out here working.
Well, we're talking to my old pal Danny Skiff. He's down in what part of Texas are you in right now?
I am in Carrizo Springs in far south Texas.
Okay.
When you say far south, is that Houston far south or San Antonio?
Southwest.
Yeah, it's about 130 miles southwest of San Antonio down along the Rio Grande.
Oh, okay.
Rio Grande.
Yeah.
So you're working with ICE agents today, or?
No, just looking for oil.
Danny's got his witching stick out there. He's looking for oil.
Yeah.
Danny Skiff is an old pal of mine from back in the we were smoker peddlers. Danny also was a hot tub peddler like me, so we have an awful lot in common like that. But I'll tell you right now, this guy is just a good guy. He's the kind of guy you can work a show with, you can hang out with, and everybody loves Danny. He's like Raymond.
Right. So, Danny, tell us a little. Yes. Bob, let's get into the brisket, man. Let's get to the money.
Let's talk about Texas brisket.
All right. Texas brisket is usually cooked over oak. Oak and pecan is usually the mix on there. A few people do it with mesquite. I'm not a fan of that for that long of a smoke. You can get
bitterness
from it. Maybe something short. Maybe use mesquite on something that you're going to grill. But
shrimp.
For smoking, yep, that works good. For smoking briskets, oak or pecan. I've also used cherry with good result. It works pretty well for brisket. Typically, it's seasoned with salt and pepper. That's the old Texas way to do it. A lot of people put a little garlic in there as well. Cook it low and slow, usually around an hour a pound. So you got a 12-pound brisket, figure on 12 hours at about 225, 235, somewhere in that range.
Okay, Texas style, brother. Texas style. They don't trim that a lick, do they?
I trim some of the hard fat between the point and the flat, but I leave most of the fat cap intact.
But your typical Texas guy, tell us what he's doing with a brisket. Old school Texas brisket.
Old school, throw it over the fire, let it sit there for a long time, minimal seasoning. You hear of the Texas crutch reference for wrapping it in foil. I actually don't know anybody that does that.
Mm-hmm.
Typically, you let it go, let it build a great bark, slice it across the grain, and enjoy it.
And they do fat up too, don't they?
It's probably about 50-50.
Okay.
A lot of people do fat up because that's the way their grandpa taught them and stuff.
Right.
I'm not sure it really makes any difference. I actually cook fat down most of the time.
Me too. But a lot of direct coal barbecue.
Yes. Yeah, they'll have like a big fire pit with a pretty good distance from the fire up to the grate, and then a cover over it. But a lot of it, the coals are directly below the meat.
You don't get flame-ups as it renders?
Not with the lid closed.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Yep, that would make sense because you're not getting the air inflection there, right?
You can't swear
That's
on the radio.
Correct.
I didn't.
Yep.
So talk about how Danny Skiff does a brisket.
So I trim a little of the fat out of the from between the point and the flat. I'll trim any kind of ugly edges off the
right.
that also, but try
from
to leave
the cryovac
cap on there.
Yep.
Right. I will look at the direction the grain is running and usually cut one little small corner off the flat so it is perpendicular to the grain so I can use that as a guide when I start slicing it.
Okay, that's a great point. That's a great point, speaking of points.
You cut that point off.
Yeah. So say tell us exactly what you're talking about, because this is a great little tip for that guy that's doing his first brisket and has to trim it in front of his in-laws.
Right. Well, it's very important to cut it across the grain. You can cook a great brisket, cut it along with the grain, and it's kind of stringy. It's not what the texture people are looking for. So you want to cut it perpendicular to the grain. So
and you're talking about the flat portion of it, right?
Yes. Yeah, you can lay the brisket down there and look at the flat, and one of the two corners of the flat is going to have the grain kind of running down to that corner. And so you're going to cut that little corner off where it's perpendicular to the grain, and you'll slice the flat on that line all the way across, and it will give you a good cut across the grain.
So what he's talking about,
on, especially once you got the bark on it, you'll never be able to see the grain, so you do that ahead of time.
That's it. So what he's talking about is when you lay that brisket out and you lay it fat side down and you're looking at all that muscle, all that protein up there, you'll see the strands and the grain of the meat is going in a certain direction, and it's all pointing out towards the end of that flat. And if you look at it, if all those lines are going to one tip, if you cut that tip off at a 45, when that brisket is smoked and finished, all you have to do is find that 45, and that's in the direction of that your knife's going to go in when you start trimming that thing up, and then you'll be cutting against the bias.
Exactly. Then you get nice slices that bite through nice. So I put it in the smoker, go pretty heavy with the wood at first. I usually try to keep my temperature around 235 degrees, somewhere in that area. I'll estimate an hour a pound, so typical brisket, 13 pounds or so. I'll just leave it alone. I really don't even check my temperature for 8 hours or so on it. Then I'll look in there, stick the thermometer probe in, see what my temperature is. And what I'm looking for my briskets is to get past 175. Once I'm past 175, I've usually got beautiful bark on it. And these days I wrap it at that point with butcher paper, pink butcher paper.
175 and then butcher paper.
Yes. So I'm not trying to wrap it to rush it through the stall or anything. Just be patient. Let it get through the stall. Let
okay.
It build up that
he's saying through the stall. Explain the stall.
All right. There's a lot of connective tissue in a brisket, just like in a pork butt, and that takes a while to break down. And when you're cooking low and slow, you'll hit a point, usually somewhere around 150 to 160 degrees, where your temperature will stop going up. You know, you might get to 155 degrees in 2 hours, and then it takes 3 hours to get from 155 to 165.
Yeah.
And a lot of people get frustrated. That's when they wrap it in foil or crank up the heat and try to rush it. Best to just sit back, relax,
yeah.
Let it go.
Have a beer. I always find that it stalls at the 160.
Yep, that's a good average point on them. It's right around there.
And it will stall there, and you'll burn up a couple hours, and you'll go like, man, I don't know if my temperature's wrong or if this is bad or what. And then it'll go from 165 to 195 in like 45 minutes. So it's just going to take off and you're done. Do not fall asleep. You don't want to wake up and that thing's at 210. You blew it.
Yep, exactly. I'll wrap it with the butcher paper, put it back in the smoker. From that point, I'm really not checking temperature. I'm sticking the probe through there to test for the tenderness, the way the probe slides in and out of the meat. I want it to slide in and out basically like hot butter. I don't want
okay.
to feel any resistance butter. Or any fibers.
Okay, Danny, can I ask you to hold for just a minute through the break, and we want to finish
Certainly.
This conversation.
Yes, sir.
Thanks, my brother. Danny Skiff on the live line. We're going to take a break right now. It's the Grilling Guys. It's the Brisket Show.
You baby, 5150, just a side of low.